always good to chat with Steve Waters. What a legend he was. What a great player he was as well. And Andrew Webster from the Sydney Morning Herald joins us in a Dragons jumper. Very, very flashy.
It's funny, when I was walking over here, people going, is that Jack DeBellin? It's uncanny, the resemblance. Well,
and they sound alike too, Kevy and Steve, don't they?
Two of the great characters, two of the best players, best guys that you've ever come across. And, you know, they're very passionate Queenslanders. You can just tell in his voice when you mentioned that New South Wales dynasty. Mm. Because up here, they're not thinking dynasty, and they'd be using that tonight, and they'll use that as motivation going forward.
You know what I like? So here's the front page of the Courier Mail. So they rescued that Thai soccer team. They're on page 12 of today's Courier Mail.
It's all about.
They're
it's
way
about
at the
Billy,
back.
Isn't it?
They're way at the back, and on the front's Billy Slater. So it's an interesting game. Tell me, it's not the biggest game of Dally Cherry Evans' entire career and life. Like, it's been built up, and look, I reckon he has definitely been on the charm offensive. He's done a lot of media this week, and I know. Steve was just saying how, you know, he's. You know, there's everywhere you look, there's a lot of people giving him advice. Well, I reckon he has been very, very calculated in sort of helping rebuild his image in many respects. I don't think tonight will cement the number seven jumper for him. I spoke to Darren Lockyer last week for a story in the Herald, and Lockyer was very clear that, you know, it'll mean a little bit, but when they sit down for the first game next year, it's a fight in three. Cherry Evans, Michael Morgan, and Ash Taylor. So yeah, I think Ash Taylor's off the pace. Yeah, I think he's a long way off it, isn't he?
Yeah, I think so. But while you say he mightn't be able to cement his position, there might be no return if he doesn't play well. 100%. He'll have his papers stamped. Correct. If he doesn't play well tonight.
If he has an absolute shocker. Billy's last game at Suncorp, in a game that's not a decider, you'd like to think that, you know, the pressure's off a little bit, but it's going to be fascinating to see how it all turns out for him.
And I love the way Steve said, you know, he didn't hide it. We haven't been relaxed. Yeah, we haven't been cruisy.
You lose 3-0, TK, you're under the pump. Kevy's got a contract to 2020. I don't think they will sack him, but if they get a score put on them tonight, well, the Queensland loyalty of pick and stick and look after our own won't be there.
Well, that's the other story that's in the papers today, that, you know, expect the broom to go through that squad if they don't win. So, again, that's not very Queensland-like, is it? It's pick and flick.
Pick and flick.
It's a myth, the old pick and stick. It's just one of those origin myths. They made seven changes after game one last year.
It sounds like what your philosophy was at the private bin when you were at the Raiders. Pick and stick.
I ever run into you at the private bin?
I went to uni in Canberra in 1993 and I went to the private bin once.
Good joint.
A young kid from the North Coast, I walked in and went, oh my God. abort.
It's also important for Kevy personally because he wants to be an NRL coach. And this can be a defining moment. I don't think it should be, right?
Yeah, I'm like you.
I don't think it should be, but it can. It'll be seen as a, you know, if he can resurrect something out of this, out of the wreck, so to speak, it will go a long way. Just tick another one of those positive boxes.
But has New South Wales been that dominant? I can't believe.
No, they haven't.
I mean, that last 15 minutes in game two was the most intense football that you could ever imagine, and New South Wales only just got there. Yeah. I don't think New South Wales have been anywhere near as dominant as some are suggesting. Just as it's a big game for Cherry Evans, it's a big game for Nathan Cleary, who hasn't, you know, he's done what he's had to do in those first two games, come up with a great tackle, obviously, in game two, but, you know, he hasn't grabbed the series by the throat as some have sort of suggested.
Yeah, we spoke about that this morning, TK.
I should have listened to the show a bit earlier. Yeah, repeating everything that you
said. No. I think that's fair, because I said the same thing as you, Webby. I think, because I had, I don't know, high hopes or high expectations for Nathan, and we've finally sort of got a guy that we believe can be there for 10 years and be our saviour. He's played a role, but I was expecting a bit more. I'm hoping tonight we see that running game. We see the brilliance that he can provide for a footy team, just for his own confidence, so he knows he belongs on that stage.
I also
can't cop this argument either, that New South Wales have also got lucky, and they have in a lot of respects because they've had all those time players. You've got to, you know better than anyone, Loz.
Yep.
They don't come easy. And New South Wales had 11 debutants going into game one. You know, there's a lot of unknowns there. look, what do you think? What are you shaking?
It's all
your
about
hand?
Timing. It's the worst Queensland side in 13 years, right? I mean, that's just fact.
Yeah, so, I'd agree with you.
That's just fact. You can't argue against that. So, God bless Freddie and everybody, but they're playing against the worst side in 13 years.
Sure.
And they've got their job done, and that's all you can do.
Yes. Yeah, and they've done
don't
it well.
Don't be such a hater. No, don't be so negative.
I just think people have got to state the facts. It's only been...
Well, we are. But, you know, again, but I think the loss of all those Origin greats
for
Queensland,
for
it. Is it not counterbalanced by the fact they had so many debutants? They had blokes who were 20 years of age.
Negative, Nelly.
What did you guys do yesterday, for God's sake? What did you just do? Where have you been?
He's been positive this morning. I asked Steve, I'm interested to hear your thoughts. Mm-hmm. Cameron Smith, did he let Queensland down by retiring
a little bit
2 weeks out from Origin?
Yeah, I know
Steve and Kevy won't say it, but surely deep down they feel
and
as though
absolutely
they've been
shocked
let down.
Them, yeah. It's come out of nowhere.
They won't say it.
No.
I put it on Gordy yesterday on the program, and he said, look, you play 40, and Steve said the same thing, you deserve your own rights. But
they were completely blindsided by it. So were the Storm. So were like some of the Queensland players, because they heard the news via the media and went, what? What are you talking about? Like, is that for real? Cameron Smith didn't even want to have a press conference to announce that he'd retired from rep football. That's how hastily it came about. So he did leave them in the lurch a little bit. And you have to say, around dummy half of where they've been deficient in the first two matches.
Again, he's played 40. There's no reason he couldn't have played 43.
I just think there's something wrong about the timing. I think if you thought you were going to not play representative football, you would have announced it a lot earlier. Kevy was in discussions with Smith about the plans and how the camps were running. He was travelling down there to have another discussion with him and gets off the plane and I'm not playing.
Well, let's see how the Suncorp Stadium crowd react tonight. They might boo Cameron Smith.
No, they won't.
When he's presented before the ground. Don't worry about Cherry Evans.
Can I ask you about tonight?
Yes.
New South Wales, will they do the trophy presentation first or will they do the farewells to Billy and Cameron into the lap of honour and then do the presentation?
I don't know what the schedule is. I'm in the past, I think they just do it right at the end.
Because the crowd will not stay and watch New South Wales
not at all.
Hold up the shield. So if they do that first... All of a sudden, when the boys do their lap of honour,
happened in 2014?
We had to wait.
You had to wait. That's right. And then that's when the drama started.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
Because they turned their back.
And
on the presentation and they left.
Mm.
Let's hope they don't do it again.
It's pretty simple. If you're playing game two, and you win the series and you're at home, you should get the trophy.
I don't understand. It's only a shield. They could just have the shield by the.
Yeah.
That said, though, I find these things to be minor details.
They are. Thank you, Webby.
Thanks, boys.
Thanks for making the effort of coming across.
Good.
You're quite fresh this morning, too.
I am. I did. I was in bed by 9 o'clock.
Wow.
You know what?
We were too, actually.
I've just gotten older. I just know how hard it is to work the next day.
You haven't got me conned.
Having gone to lunch.
You haven't got me conned. Big game early night. That's our mantra.